Hello, how are you today? It's Martine here with the Friendship Podcast, the Friendship Coach Podcast. Coming to you today just after lunchtime. I've been busy trying to sort out my website. It's giving me grief right now, but I'm going to persist. I'm going to get through it. But I just wanted to say hi, how you going? How you doing? How you doing today? You doing okay? Maybe you need to reach out to someone, check in with someone. Today, I thought we would look at a few easy ways to grow our social circles. They're not difficult, they're baby steps. There's this saying, big doors swing on small hinges. And the truth is, in our lives, that it's the small steps we make that open up big doors. So let's dive into four things. Let's look at four things. Easy, small steps that we can do to grow, to nurture our social circles. We're created to belong. Okay, it's a fact. We know we need to belong. No one should have to go through life alone. Our goal is to fill our social circles with safe people, right? People, when that emotional proximity kicks in, they're safe for us. People that just get us. People that love us no matter what. There's chemistry and magical moments with them, and they show up for us every single time. Life is so fulfilling when we have special people with whom we can share victories and create cherished memories. Special people we can call when we need a helping hand or a shoulder to cry on. Our social circles are our place of healing and our place to belong. When we have amazing friends, we have an amazing life. So, there it is. Why would you not want to reach out? All right, so let's see if we can touch on something that you would be happy to take one small action step this week. Okay, number one, commit to talking to two people in your existing heart friend space, your heart friend circle. Okay, so we've gone through what heart friends are, and hopefully you've jotted down who's in that space for you. So here's the deal: whether you're chatting to a close friend, it could be a heart family member, brother, sister, extended family member, make a personal decision to phone or visit two of those this week. Firstly, because your existing friends and families are your biggest sources of social support, so that's really important. But secondly, every one of them has got friends, right? You could meet a new heart friend. You could make a new friend through one of your existing friends or family members. They all have neighbors, friends, co-workers, acquaintances, and the way you collide with your destiny is by getting out there and just taking action. So that's just two contacts. All right, number two, keep steady real-time contact with your heart friends. I don't know if you've noticed it, but phone and FaceTime with old friends has decreased since, in this new era that we live in. Our pattern of socializing has taken a massive hit with the pandemic. So now is a good time to create a new routine. It's a really good time. So let's make an extra effort to schedule lunch or an outing together, or even extend an invitation to them to just come over to your house and hang out. They're your heart friends, right? Baby step, small thing. Not something that will challenge you greatly, but an investment. Number three, join a club. Okay, we're going to the next level now. It's still small, but we're ramping it up a little bit. Join a club or an organized group to share a hobby you love. So the key here is that you love it. you love this hobby, right? That's the key. Not something just to be busy, not something just to meet people new. It has to be something that you really, really love. You might think, I'm just not a club sort of a person, but if you're looking to expand your social contacts, why not try joining a group? Why not go on a bit of an adventure? What about a pottery class? Now, you might not love pottery. What about indoor cricket? Also, one of the added benefits is that you'll expand your skills and experience as well by joining. And it's so great to get together with people that love the same thing you love. And look, it might be playing video games. There's those LAN parties that you can jump into. But what about a book club? A fun, groovy, funky book club. Or maybe you love bingo. It's coming back, you know. Bingo's coming back. Whatever it is, just give yourself permission to get out there. You might want to do a cooking class and you might know how to cook, but it's about the social aspect. It's just about putting yourself out there, meeting new people, saying hi. You're not getting married to anyone. You're not promising a lifelong friendship to anyone. You're just going around a context, whatever it is, sport, fun, creativity, hobby, singing, could go to karaoke night, whatever it is, it's your commitment is to yourself in having some fun and doing something that you love, because those things always feed our soul, right? They pour water into a dry well, and that is gold. And here's the deal, you don't have to speak to a lot of people on that night, depending on where you are with your socializing, depending on where you are in your adventurous state, you may go along and just say hi and hi, hello. And that might be what you commit to yourself. That's all I'm going to do tonight. I'm not giving anyone my phone number. I'm not giving anyone my email address. I'm not giving anyone my Facebook name. I'm just going to go and say hi, hello, and just shoot the breeze and chat about the weather. And if that's where you're at, that is a great start. That baby steps, these are baby steps. That is really cool. You might be really good and you might feel really comfortable, hanging out with people and giving them your Facebook name and, whatever, whatever. And if that's where you're at, then go with the intention to connect and have a follow-on connection in a safe way. Have a safe strategy for that, an absolutely safe strategy. But go listening, go smiling. The point is that you're expanding your social circle with people who are, doing the same thing as you. They're actually expanding theirs, and they're doing something that you love to do as well. And great friendships have things in common, don't they? So, you'll already know that you'll have something in common with the people that you're going to hang out with. I mean, super fun. I bought my husband a cooking class one birthday. It wasn't, I don't think it was his favorite gift when he got it. But here's the thing about my husband, he is a social butterfly. Absolutely. And we enjoyed the Vietnamese street food, which is what the cooking class was for. It was fun doing it. Did we already know how to do all that? Yes, but that wasn't the point. And here's the thing, the social butterfly that he had a great night. He does not lack any friends at all, but he had a great night and made a few new friends. And that's the thing, right? It's being able to just get out there, do something you love, make a memory, have a little adventure. It will expand on the inside of you. You will expand in that emotional space, that heart space. So, the challenge, should you choose to accept it, is to go three times to that hobby, organization, sporting club, whatever it is, just three times. Find one. Doing something that you've wanted to do for years, take someone with you if that is the deal, and just go 3 times. That's it. Just 3 times. What you do after that is up to you. And the last one, number four. So let's just recap. Number one, commit to talking to two people in your heart circle this week. Keep steady, real-time contact with your heart friends this week. Join a club or just do 3 outings in a club. Pick something you want to do and make a commitment to yourself to go 3 times. Take a friend. And number four, take notice of your neighbors. So this is the neighbor thing. You wouldn't be the first person who might not see their neighbors very often. However, you might be living near some very fascinating and friendly people. Why not take advantage of that? If you haven't already, introduce yourself to your neighbors when you see them outdoors or walking, putting out the bin, or walking from A to B. Offer to help them carry in their groceries or help them out with some groceries if they are struggling, especially in this pandemic season that we're in. Make it a goal this week to notice your neighbors, their activities, their comings and goings and interests. You never know, someone who shares your love for golf, jogging, sailing, they might live right near you. And you'll be comforted by the fact that should you need something or simply want to visit with something, they're just outside the door, right? Getting to know our neighbors is a comforting, beautiful thing. The thing is, the human condition can at times trigger feelings of loneliness and isolation. But we can do plenty of things to overcome those feelings for our life. Keeping weekly contact with friends and family, use FaceTime where you can. We use FaceTime heaps. It's amazing. We FaceTime every single day. It was a habit we got into when we were in lockdown, and we've been doing it ever since, which is awesome. Have more talks and visits with friends. Pick that one group that you would, book club, whatever it is that you've been wanting to do for years. Make an intentional acknowledgement of your neighbor. Look, the most you could do this week might be to wave and smile. That might be the baby step for you this week. Do that. That is progress. That is awesome. We're not going for perfect here. We're just going for something, right? These are great ways to expand your social network, to invest in growing your social network, and creating more support around your life and around their life too, because it's reciprocal, isn't it? So just in your heart, make that commitment. Think about what you want to commit to yourself in that space. Both parties always benefit from it. So that's me. That's the word for the day. Growing our social circles, taking baby steps, just baby steps, to reach into the world of someone else and say, "Hi, how you doing? I'm here. This is who I am. I see you." It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. All right. Well, you make sure today is a great day. It is within your power to make today a great day. It's not up to anyone else, and no one can actually do it for you. Only you can do it for you. No matter how much someone loves you, they can't make you happy, and they can't make you have a great day. That is a choice we make for ourselves. So do that today for you. Do that today for you. Choose something that brings you joy. Look at something that makes you smile. Say words out of your mouth that fill your soul and feed your heart. And reach out. And if a nod and a wave and a smile is the most you can do, do that. If you can do more, then do more. You watch what will happen as it flows back in. There's a proverb that says, out of our heart flow the issues of life. And as we speak words, they flow out and then they come back around and feed us and feed us all the things that we speak. So it's a great piece of wisdom to remind us to be always speaking good things, because that's what we ultimately feed on in our lives, you know. So wishing you all the love, sending you hugs, and I hope you have a great day today. See you later. Bye.